question was asked, what happens if a person started eating or drinking and suddenly they realized they didn't make a blessing? So if you won't be totally disgusted by taking the food out of your mouth, let's say you took a sucking candy or you have a lollipop in your mouth, so you can take it out of your mouth, make the blessing and put it back in. So that's fine. I'm saying if you won't be disgusted by taking the food or drink out of your mouth, so then it's preferable to take out what you haven't yet swallowed and then make the blessing and continue eating or drinking. If it's something which will bother you, so move it to the side of your mouth and make the blessing and then swallow. Ideally, we make a blessing with a clear mouth. It says, Yimale piti lasecha. My mouth should, so to speak, be filled with the blessing. We don't say a blessing with our mouth full. Even if, let's say, I'm eating rice and I made a mizonos on the rice, and now I want to eat some meat, so I'm going to make a shahakal on the meat. So I shouldn't put some rice on the side of my mouth. I'm not talking about etiquette here, talking with your mouth full. Saying from a halachic perspective, you wouldn't put some of the food on the side of your mouth, make the blessing, and then gobble down some meat. You finish what's in your mouth is clear, then you make the blessing. But in this circumstance, that's what you do. Now, what about a drink? So if you can't spit it out, then you swallow, and then you make the blessing. Now, it's a habit we develop to make a blessing before we eat, and we shouldn't be hard on ourselves. It takes time to develop habits. Yeah.